Struggling to make your legal writing as powerful and persuasive as your oral arguments? You're not alone. Many legal professionals find that their written work doesn't always reflect their true capabilities. But there's good news. Our upcoming free webinar, Legal Writing Essentials, Mastering Clear and Persuasive Legal Documents, is here to transform your approach to legal writing. Join me, Timothy Barrett, a seasoned legal English instructor and law professor, as I guide you through the essentials of crafting clear, compelling legal documents. Whether you're drafting contracts, memos, or preparing for courtroom battles, this webinar will equip you with the skills to write with confidence and precision. Don't let complex legal jargon cloud your arguments. It's time to sharpen your skills and elevate your legal writing to match your courtroom prowess. Register for free today and start writing to win. Visit our website or check out the show notes for the registration link. Take the first step towards clear, more persuasive legal writing. Go to 4legalenglish.com/freewebinar. That's 4legalenglish.com/freewebinar. This webinar will take place on May 1st. We'll have two different sessions at two different times. Based on where you are, you can choose whichever time works best for you. Hope to see you on May 1st. Ever wondered how multinational corporations navigate the complex landscape of international taxation? Join us on the 4 Legal English podcast as we delve into the intricate world of cross-border taxation, from understanding transfer pricing to unraveling the nuances of tax treaties. We'll explore key strategies and legal considerations that shape the global tax landscape. Whether you're a legal practitioner, aspiring lawyer, or simply intrigued by the intersection of law and finance, this episode is your gateway to mastering the essentials of international tax planning. Tune in now and expand your expertise in legal English. Cross-border taxation. Analyzing international tax planning, transfer pricing, and tax treaties affecting multinational corporations. The 4 Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the 4 Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. 4legalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Introduction to cross-border taxation. Today we embark on exploration of cross-border taxation, a critical aspect of international business operations. Cross-border taxation refers to the system of taxing income, profits, and transactions that occur across national borders. In an increasingly globalized world, where multinational corporations conduct business activities in multiple jurisdictions, understanding the intricacies of cross-border taxation is essential for compliance and strategic planning. Throughout this episode, we'll delve into several key concepts integral to cross-border taxation. Tax planning. This involves strategically organizing business activities and transactions to minimize tax liabilities while remaining compliant with relevant laws and regulations. Tax planning strategies can vary widely depending on the jurisdiction and the nature of the business. Transfer pricing. Transfer pricing relates to the pricing of goods, services, or intangible assets transferred between entities within the same multinational group. particularly across different countries. Ensuring that transfer pricing is conducted at arm's length, meaning prices are set as if transactions were between unrelated parties, is crucial to prevent tax evasion and ensure fair taxation. Tax treaties. Tax treaties, also known as double taxation agreements, are bilateral agreements between two countries aimed at preventing double taxation of income and facilitating cooperation in tax matters. These treaties establish rules for allocating taxing rights between countries and providing mechanisms for resolving disputes arising from conflicting tax laws. Legal complexities faced by multinational corporations. Operating across borders presents various legal challenges for multinational corporations, from navigating diverse tax regimes and compliance requirements to managing cross-border transactions and resolving tax disputes. Multinational corporations must navigate a complex web of laws and regulations to ensure both legal compliance and financial efficiency. Join us as we unravel the intricacies of cross-border taxation and explore the legal considerations that multinational corporations must grapple with in today's globalized economy. International tax planning. In the realm of international business, tax planning is a strategic endeavor undertaken by multinational corporations to optimize their tax positions while remaining compliant with applicable laws and regulations. Let's delve into the intricacies of international tax planning and explore the strategies employed by multinational corporations to minimize tax liabilities. Explanation of international tax planning strategies. International tax planning involves a range of strategies aimed at minimizing tax burdens across different jurisdictions. These strategies may include profit shifting. Multinational corporations often engage in profit shifting to allocate profits to jurisdictions with favorable tax regimes. This can involve transferring intellectual property rights, allocating debt, or restructuring business operations to jurisdictions with lower tax rates. Use of tax treaties. Leveraging tax treaties between countries, corporations can benefit from provisions that reduce or eliminate double taxation on income earned in multiple jurisdictions. By structuring transactions in accordance with tax treaty provisions, companies can optimize their tax positions. Strategic location of operations. Choosing the location of business operations strategically can also play a significant role in tax planning. Establishing regional headquarters or manufacturing facilities in jurisdictions with preferential tax treatment can result in substantial tax savings. Discussion on tax havens, offshore structures, and tax incentives. Tax havens, or jurisdictions with low or no taxation, have long been a focal point of international tax planning. Multinational corporations often utilize offshore structures, such as subsidiaries or holding companies registered in tax haven jurisdictions, to minimize tax liabilities on global income. Additionally, many countries offer tax incentives, such as tax credits, exemptions, or deductions, to attract foreign investment and stimulate economic growth. Understanding the intricacies of tax havens, offshore structures, and tax incentives is crucial for multinational corporations engaged in international tax planning. Analysis of legal considerations and ethical implications. While international tax planning offers opportunities for tax optimization, it also raises important legal and ethical considerations. On one hand, multinational corporations have a legal obligation to comply with tax law in all jurisdictions where they operate. Engaging in aggressive tax planning schemes that exploit legal loopholes or disregard the spirit of tax laws may expose companies to legal risk and reputational damage. Moreover, the ethical implications of tax planning strategies, particularly those involving tax havens and aggressive tax avoidance, have come under scrutiny in recent years. As global awareness of tax fairness and transparency grows, corporations must strike a balance between tax optimization and ethical responsibility. In navigating the complex landscape of international tax planning, corporations must carefully assess the legal and ethical implications of their tax strategies while striving to achieve financial efficiency and compliance with applicable laws. Transfer pricing. Transfer pricing plays a pivotal role in multinational business operations, influencing the allocation of profits and tax liabilities across different jurisdictions. Let's delve into the intricacies of transfer pricing and explore its significance in today's global economy. Transfer pricing refers to the pricing of goods, services, or intangible assets transferred between related entities within the same multinational enterprise. It determines the allocation of profits among different subsidiaries or divisions of a multinational corporation, impacting tax liabilities, financial reporting, and overall business performance. Effective transfer pricing ensures that transactions between related parties are conducted at arm's length, reflecting market conditions and promoting fair and accurate allocation of profits. Overview of transfer pricing regulations and guidelines. Tax authorities worldwide have established transfer pricing regulations and guidelines to address the complexities of intra-group transactions and prevent tax avoidance. These regulations typically adhere to the arm's length principle, requiring that transactions between related parties be priced as if they were conducted between independent entities under similar circumstances. Tax authorities often provide detailed guidelines on transfer pricing methodologies, documentation requirements, and compliance procedures to ensure transparency and consistency in transfer pricing principles. Discussion on arm's length principle, intra-group transactions, and documentation requirements. At the heart of transfer pricing regulations lies the arm's length principle, which stipulates that prices charged in intra-group transactions should be comparable to those charged in transactions between independent parties. This principle serves as a benchmark for evaluating the fairness and reasonableness of transfer prices and requires multinational corporations to demonstrate that their intercompany transactions reflect market-based terms and conditions. Compliance with transfer pricing regulations entails thorough documentation of transfer pricing policies, methodologies, and financial data to substantiate the arm's-length nature of intra-group transactions. Intra, I-N-T-R-A, meaning within the group or among the group, not inter, I-N-T-E-R, which would be between different groups. So we're talking about transactions within the same multinational corporation. In summary, transfer pricing is a critical aspect of multinational business operations, shaping the allocation of profits and tax liabilities in today's interconnected global economy. Understanding transfer pricing regulations, adhering to the arm's length principle, and maintaining robust documentation are essential for multinational corporations to achieve compliance and mitigate transfer pricing risks. Are you a fan of the For Legal English podcast? If you enjoy the insightful discussions and expert insights provided by the host, then we've got an exciting opportunity for you. Introducing the Word of the Day free week course, brought to you by the creator and host of the For Legal English podcast, me, Timothy Barrett. Expand your business English vocabulary and elevate your communication skills with just 5 minutes a day of engaging lessons. Join us for a free week of bite-sized lessons and unlock the power of words to empower your career. Sign up now and experience the impact of consistent learning on your professional communication skills. Visit forlegalenglish.com or forbusiness-english.com and look for the Word of the Day course. Hope to see you there. Tax treaties. Tax treaties play a crucial role in facilitating international trade and investment by providing a framework for resolving conflicts and preventing double taxation between countries. Let's explore the fundamentals of tax treaties and their significance in cross-border taxation. Explanation of tax treaties and their role. Tax treaties, also known as double tax treaties or tax conventions, are bilateral or multilateral agreements between countries designed to eliminate or mitigate double taxation of income and assets across borders. Bilateral meaning between two parties, between two countries in this case, or multilateral between multiple countries. These treaties serve as legal instruments to allocate taxing rights between contracting states, thereby reducing tax barriers to cross-border trade and investment. By establishing rules for determining tax jurisdiction, defining taxable income, and providing mechanisms for resolving disputes, tax treaties promote certainty, fairness, and transparency in international taxation. Overview of model tax treaties. International organizations, such as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, and the United Nations, UN, have developed model tax treaties to serve as blueprints for bilateral negotiations between countries. These model treaties provide standard language and provisions addressing various aspects of international taxation, including the definition of taxable income, allocation of taxing rights, and mechanisms for resolving disputes. While the OECD Model Tax Convention focuses primarily on the taxation of income and capital, the UN Model Double Taxation Convention emphasizes the interests of developing countries and includes provisions related to the taxation of royalties, technical services, and capital gains. Key provisions in tax treaties. Tax treaties typically contain several key provisions aimed at preventing double taxation and ensuring fairness in cross-border taxation. One such provision is the concept of permanent establishment, which defines the threshold at which a foreign enterprise becomes subject to taxation in a host country. Other important provisions include those related to withholding tax rates on dividends, interests, and royalties, as well as mutual agreement procedures for resolving disputes between tax authorities. Understanding these provisions is essential for multinational corporations to navigate the complexities of cross-border taxation and optimize their tax planning strategies within the framework of tax treaties. In summary, tax treaties play a pivotal role in shaping the international tax landscape, providing a framework for resolving conflicts, preventing double taxation, and promoting cross-border trade and investment. By establishing clear rules and mechanisms for cooperation between countries, tax treaties contribute to the stability and efficiency of the global economy. Legal challenges in cross-border taxation. Navigating the intricate landscape of cross-border taxation presents numerous legal challenges for corporations. Let's delve into the complexities and recent developments in international tax law, along with strategies for mitigating associated risks. Legal challenges. Multinational corporations encounter a myriad of legal challenges when operating across borders, including differing interpretations of tax laws, complex regulatory environments, and the risk of double taxation. Discrepancies in tax regulations between jurisdictions can lead to uncertainty in disputes regarding the treatment of income, deductions, and transfer pricing arrangements. Moreover, the lack of uniformity in tax laws across countries can pose compliance challenges for businesses seeking to adhere to multiple regulatory frameworks simultaneously. Recent developments. Recent years have witnessed significant developments in international tax law aimed at addressing concerns related to tax avoidance, profit sharing, and the taxation of digital businesses. Initiatives such as OECD's Base Erosion and Profit Shifting Project aim to combat tax avoidance strategies used by multinational corporations through their implementation of coordinated tax reforms and the strengthening of international tax cooperation. Additionally, the rise of digital commerce has prompted discussions on digital taxation and the allocation of taxing rights in the digital economy, with several countries exploring the implementation of new tax measures targeting digital services and platforms. Strategies for addressing legal uncertainties. In response to the evolving landscape of cross-border taxation, multinational corporations must adopt proactive strategies to address legal uncertainties and mitigate tax risks effectively. This includes engaging in comprehensive tax planning and risk assessment activities, conducting thorough due diligence on tax implications, and seeking expert advice from tax professionals with a deep understanding of international tax law. By staying on top of regulatory developments, leveraging advanced tax planning tools, and maintaining open lines of communications with the tax authorities, multinational corporations can navigate the complexities of cross-border taxation more effectively and ensure compliance with applicable tax laws and regulations. In conclusion, corporations face a multitude of legal challenges in navigating cross-border taxation, including differing interpretations of tax laws, evolving regulatory landscapes, and the risk of double taxation. By understanding these challenges, staying informed about recent developments in tax law, and implementing proactive strategies to mitigate tax risks, businesses can navigate the complexities of cross-border taxation more effectively and achieve their global objectives while ensuring compliance with applicable legal requirements. Future trends in cross-border taxation. As the global economy continues to evolve, cross-border taxation faces new challenges and opportunities. In this section, we'll discuss emerging trends and developments in cross-border taxation, analyze their impacts on multinational corporations, and provide recommendations for lawyers and law students to stay updated and enhance their expertise in international tax law. Emerging trends and developments. The landscape of cross-border taxation is constantly evolving, driven by factors such as globalization, digitalization, and regulatory changes. We'll delve into these trends and explore their implications for multinational corporations. Globalization has led to increased interconnectedness among economies, resulting in complex cross-border transactions that pose challenges for tax authorities and businesses alike. Meanwhile, digitalization has transformed business models and raised questions about the taxation of digital services and e-commerce transactions. Regulatory changes, including efforts to combat tax avoidance and promote transparency, also shape the future of cross-border taxation. By understanding these trends, lawyers can anticipate future challenges and opportunities in the field of international tax law. Challenges and opportunities. The evolving landscape of cross-border taxation presents both challenges and opportunities for corporations. On one hand, businesses must navigate complex regulatory environments, comply with changing tax laws, and manage tax risks effectively. On the other hand, there are opportunities to optimize tax planning strategies, leverage emerging tax incentives, and capitalize on international growth opportunities. It's important to analyze these challenges and opportunities in depth and understand how multinational corporations can adapt to evolving tax landscapes and mitigate potential risks while maximizing tax efficiency. To navigate this dynamic field of cross-border taxation successfully, lawyers and law students must stay abreast of emerging trends and developments. This includes engaging in continuous learning through professional development programs, attending tax conferences and seminars, and subscribing to reputable tax publications and journals. In conclusion, the future of cross-border taxation is shaped by emerging trends and developments driven by globalization, digitalization, and regulatory changes. By understanding these trends, analyzing their implications, and staying updated on developments, lawyers and law students can position themselves to navigate future challenges and capitalize on opportunities in the dynamic field of cross-border taxation. Lexicon. Here are some words from today's episode that might be considered advanced or challenging. Compliance. Double taxation. Globalization. Jurisdiction. Permanent establishment. Tax havens. Tax incentives. Tax planning. Tax treaties. Transfer pricing. Withholding tax. How well did you understand these words and concepts? If you want a little bit more information about them, of course, check out the show notes. Go to forlegalenglish.com/podcast and look for today's episode. You'll find a list of these words and a definition. If you have any questions about today's episode, you can also comment at the bottom of the show notes, and I'll be sure to answer. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website forlegalenglish.com. forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The 4 Legal English podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.